Well, today's gospel reading is just this remarkable opening of the kingdom of God to all of us, to become members of Jesus' own family. In this very, very short pericope, we see that, Luke, in this case, Jesus is actually, preaching and healing, and he's being with the people, and of course, his mother and his brothers, as I've noted before, does not mean like blood brothers. It can mean anything in Israelite culture, really. It can mean your cousins, your distant relations, your good family friends, right? I mean, it could just mean, a lot. It's kind of like in Hawaiian, calabash cousins, right? It's just everybody who you know, practically. So brothers, what does it mean? You can't infer anything from that. But the main thing is somehow Jesus' mother and various family members are probably outside trying to speak with him. But of course, he's preaching, he's healing. They can't reach him. And Jesus takes the occasion. You can just imagine, Jesus is getting this word, and you'd think, oh my gosh, what's he, oh, mom, come on up. Jesus doesn't do that. Instead, he uses the occasion to literally open up the entire kingdom to all of us. He says, who are my mother, my brothers, and my sister? Who are they? They are anyone who hears the words of God and puts them into practice, does them. And of course, the minute he does that, he actually is like equating us with his own blood family. He's actually making us part of this intimate relationship he has, not just with his mother, but with his heavenly Father. He's bringing us into the divine family. Yes, it is linked together with his mother, his human mother, who of course has constituted and instituted, as it were, the divine family here on earth by giving birth to Jesus, But more than that, of course, that divine family on earth is just conduited up into the heavenly kingdom itself. It becomes, of course, the divine family that we're going to live with forever. And so we're admitted into the family. We're part of the Messianic feast. We're the ones who get to enjoy eternal table fellowship with the Lord. I love a good meal, so the idea of table fellowship is always a great thing, But the key thing, of course, is putting all these things together, right, as we could kind of see, we're given the access to the most intimate parts of God's own good and loving being. And all we have to do is hear the word of the Lord and put it into practice. Give it an ear to it. Give our attention to it. Pay attention to the word of God and try to put it into practice, right? Try our best. And when we fail to put it into practice, turn back to the Lord and kind of get back on the road, but to try our best to put it into practice. And that's it. And we're given admission right into the divine communion between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The divine family on earth constituted by Mary and Jesus and Joseph and the whole of everyone else who is brought into that family through Jesus' actions. Unbelievable. Yet that is precisely what occurred. I'm sure after the event was over, he kindly explained to his cousins and his mother. He realized this was a good opportunity for me to preach. I wasn't putting you down or anything like that. But I'm sure Mary understood. Amen.